The continuing history of a locality or town is based on its people, probably with families who leave their mark on the place. The name I will talk about is Hurst, H-U-R-S-T. We find them as farmers, millers, and brewers. The founder of the Eastbourne branch is believed to have come into this neighbourhood as a supporter of Charles II, in connection with his flight after the Battle of Worcester. At all events, we find the name for the first time in the parish register in 1653, and not long after, in 1686, we find Thomas Hurst appointed as Surveyor of Highways. This appointment starts the association of the family with public affairs in the parish, lasting over 200 years. They were church wardens, guardians of the poor, and overseers of the poor. William Hurst founded the Old Town Brewery, later known as the Stile Brewery, in 1777. The family was located at Ocklinge Manor House in Mill Road, and it was in the Upperton and Rodmill area that the family owned and occupied land. We have a continual reminder of this in the name of Hurst Road. One notorious member of the family was Thomas Hurst, born in 1771 and known as the Miller of Black Mill. He is recorded in 1837 as being the largest occupier of land in Eastbourne. Now, the Black Mill was one of four mills that stood on the high ridge of the town, which we know as Mill Cap. And the mill was so called to distinguish it from its nearest neighbour, the White Mill. Both were post mills of wooden construction. The Black Mill, dressed with tar, was the Gildridge Manorial Mill and stood against St. Anne's Road on the extreme eastern corner of the field of the present College of Further Education. The White Mill was the parsonage or rectory mill attached to the old parish church of St. Mary the Virgin, Eastbourne, and this stood at the corner of Mill Road and Watts Lane and was painted white. The notorious Tom Hurst, who milled at the Black Mill, is credited by writers as being a man of exceptional strength, and the story is told that Tom wagered that he and his horse between them could carry a cartload of corn round the mill. Now, a cartload of corn consisted of 10 sacks, each sack weighing 2.5 hundredweight. So Tom, a giant of a man, loaded his horse with 5 sacks and himself with 5. The wager was won, but the horse's back was broken. As he looked woefully at the poor beast, Tom exclaimed, "If I'd thought I would have done for her, I'd have carried another sack myself." Another story of Miller Tom is based on the Crown Inn, still with us in Crown Street. One evening, Tom entered the Crown Inn, which he found filled with chair-bottomers, for so itinerant gypsies were often called. Some of these had been drinking and were quarrelsome. One of them wished to fight Tom Hurst. "I never fight a man unless I know his weight," said Tom. "Stand on my hand so that I can see how heavy you be." He stooped down and extended his great palm. When the gypsy stood upon it, Tom quickly raised him and crashed his head through the ceiling. There was no further talk of a fight.